going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, tonight you can get all of your NFL draft needs met by The Fan, and you can make your way out to all the DFW pluckers. We'll all be rocking it there. I'll be in Dallas, Corey in Allen, Alec in Fort Worth at City View. If you want to come see us, that would be delightful. And like I said, if you want to bring up some of your cards, just get an on-the-spot card evaluation. I would be glad to help you with that as well. All right. What do you guys view as the worst case scenario for the Cowboys in this draft? So I was reading an article from Pro Football Focus, and by the way, later on in the show, we will have from Pro Football Focus Trevor Sikkema on the show, their lead NFL draft analyst. But something that got said in there, and I was like, man, that makes a lot of sense to me. They said the worst case scenario for the Cowboys in this draft would be not adding weapons for Dak Prescott.
Okay. Does that necessarily mean a weapon in the first round?
Not necessarily.
Because I think you can get good weapons in rounds two and three.
I agree with that. Absolutely. Especially with the wide receivers and the running backs. I agree with you. So Dallas had problems defensively, 28th in EPA per play. Their offensive line graded 22nd in the league. But I think for a lot of people, the most apparent issue was, hey, CeeDee Lamb's awesome. And then what?
Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Gross. Miles Sanders.
Gross.
Jalen.
Jonathan Mingo.
Schoon.
Yeah, exactly. Ferg. So, oof.
I get it.
The rest of your options. So,
and when it comes to offensive line, that's been a weapon for the Cowboys for a long time.
Yeah,
and
I
think everybody in that group, I'm believing, Kevin, is thinking they expect Guyton to grow. They expect BB to grow, and they expect Brock Hoffman to fill the role and Terrence Steele to be back. Therefore, the weapons need to be the skill position players for this team.
Yes, I agree with that. So what would be your worst case scenario for the Cowboys in this draft from the 903 drafting Shador?
Because it's not a need. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be a bad thing. You don't need that player. You don't need that spot. But if they were to draft him, I don't think it's a worst case scenario for the future of the team.
Yeah.
Because Kevin, we're 2 years away Dak's contract being done.
Not being done, but I can manage my way out of
it. Managing your way out of it. And so then you have a replacement that's young that you can build on for the future. Now, if you don't like the quarterback, then I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because there are people, like, if you don't like a player, then that looks like the worst possible thing. If you think he's going to be a complete bust, I get it. So that's that. I understand what you're saying there.
From the 405, not building from the inside out would be the worst case scenario. Who cares about a wide receiver if a quarterback doesn't have time to get it to them?
Again, I go back to what I just said about they're expecting the offensive line to be to take a step.
Yeah.
And so that's why when you're looking at how do I add dynamic explosive ability whenever I only really have one player that can do that.
So if you're looking at the Cowboys offensive line, and this is probably going to be different answers for different people, how many holes do you think they have to fill? Because I know the Cowboys will argue to me, we have no holes to fill. But how many, Alec, how many holes, if any, do you think the Cowboys have to fill in the offensive line?
They have, at the very minimum, one. Okay. And that's with the departure of Zach Martin.
Yep.
I would like to shore up that interior. And, you know, I really do hope that it is Brock Hoffman who ends up being the next dude, because I think he just has it mentally. But, you know, from a talent standpoint, there's probably a few guys that you could take at 12 that would make a lot more sense than him right here, right now. Just based on talent alone, even with the fact that they haven't been in the building. But I'd say at least one. I wouldn't mind getting another guy who can play tackle too, just in case Terrence Steele has a bit of a regression too. So I'd make the case for two. I'd say that you need to figure out somebody that can play across the interior and a tackle.
Corey, how many holes would you fill in the offensive line?
I don't think you're going to get a starter to replace anybody on this team right now. So anything that I'm holes filling is backups.
Okay.
Again, that doesn't mean that I think that Brock Hoffman is Zach Martin. Zach Martin was not Zach Martin last year. We saw
that's
that.
That's true.
And when Alex says the mentality of Brock Hoffman, Kevin, we've seen him out at training camp.
Oh my God.
He's a crazy man.
If you're looking for players on this team that are tough, and if they get punched in the face, they won't go, that was mean.
Yeah, do you want?
He's one of those guys.
Do you want a guy in a bar fight behind you? He's one of the dudes you want to have with you because he's wild. Like he's one. And now that has been presented a problem a couple times because you've gotten some penalties that were unnecessary because he's trying to make a point. I'm here, and I don't have a lot of playing time yet, but I want to make everybody know on this field that I'm here. I am still willing. I'm with Kyle. I'm not giving up on Guyton yet. So I think there are zero offensive line holes across the starting group, but I do think you need depth there just in case.
Yeah. And for people, I've seen a couple of people say five. I just like, if you don't like the rest
Tyler
of the offensive
really
line,
good.
I can get that. But saying that Tyler Smith is a hole that feels tough.
I will say watching him last year, I was like, I feel like that dude's overcompensating for lack of what's next to him at times.
And this is tough. Martin is one of the greatest Cowboys in history. But from the 972, expecting Steele to be good is laughable, as well as anyone replacing a Hall of Famer. I want to make sure that this comes out right. You're not replacing a Hall of Famer year over year. All right? Zach Martin was not a Hall of Famer last year.
Nope.
Now that's like, I don't think that is a particularly controversial opinion whatsoever.
Saying you get yourself back to the level of play when you had him and Tyron and Frederick, then yes, I get that.
And Zach Martin is he's a no doubt, no brainer, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best Cowboys ever. He just wasn't that last year, in part, of course, because of the injuries. So I don't necessarily think you look at last year's line and you're like, well, we got to replace right tackle because you don't think he's good. I get that. And you could still save some money there. And you have to replace.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Hall of Famer. That I would disagree with because I just don't think that's what you had. And for the 214, okay, fine, four holes.
All right.
Well, I mean, and again, but if that's the case, to Corey's point about, like, I think you're going to be getting backups in this draft or anything, but if you really look at this offensive line, no judgment, and you're like, they have a left guard, I think every other position is upgradable, then I hope that they have discussed that in the war room the entire time when talking about strategy of who's going to be there, who's not, who would consider trading up to maybe take a spot that you think is better value-wise. I hope that has been the strategy.
I think this is interesting, and I don't know if you've heard different reports on him. I just watching the player, I was excited. Somebody said drafting Walter Nolan would be worst-case scenario.
And this morning, I believe that Nick Harris and Bobby Bell, I believe, if I heard that correctly, were also kind of on that train.
Yeah, it's weird because We like Golic Jr., correct?
Yes.
He was fantastic talking about ice cream when he came on our show.
That's true.
He tweeted yesterday, there are some players you have to watch and some players you get to watch. And he said that Walter Nolan was one of them. And so this is that time of year where it is a lot of different opinions out there with a lot of different people upset in certain situations because everybody has a different taste. You know, yeah. Not everybody likes vanilla ice cream, Kevin.
Vanilla ice cream is objectively the best.
Vanilla
ice cream
is very tasty, just in general. I like vanilla things, but not everybody does.
And before you give me that look, Alec, just remember, I think all ice cream is interchangeable.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I don't think there's any discernible difference.
I haven't punched you yet, and I don't plan on doing it anytime soon.
I appreciate that.
That thing, though, right there might be the thing.
That doesn't mean you can't think that. I have said this numerous times. I know people love Bluebell more than anything on the planet because a whole bunch of people got sick and somebody died from their ice cream. And the second it was back, people were like, oh my God, I got to get it. I'm not disputing that.
Bluebell's fantastic.
That's how people feel about it.
Bluebell's all right. Amazing.
My worst case scenario.
Were you talking about Bluebell?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you say Bluebell?
Ooh,
or did you just?
For legal reasons, I'm going to say no.
All right.
Actually, that happened. All right. So my worst case scenario, twofold. No offensive line selections. Just because I don't think, look, whether you think they have...
Oh, in the whole draft?
Yes. Whether you think they have two holes to fill, whether you think they have five holes to fill, I don't think anyone would argue that we're perfect just as is. No need for depth, position flex, or anything like that.
In worst case scenario, though, because I'm going to go with your first point there. You're not saying to force it. Like, I don't, like, that's a worst case. It just didn't get lucky and it didn't fall to us. But you're not saying force an offensive lineman if you have other players available that you like.
Agreed. So you might not like my other one.
Okay.
My worst case scenario for this Cowboys draft is they do not take a running back in the first three rounds. I realize the diciness of we got to take this position. I think in the second and third round, there are, and again, I haven't seen their board yet. I'm sure that'll leak. I haven't seen their board, but
you think Jerry's going
to
show it off?
He joked about it. I think this should be fine to say that there are enough quality running backs in the second and third realm that I don't think you'll be like vastly overdrafting some people. So that is my worst case scenario. And I know the Cowboys are like, hey, we got Williams and Sanders. I think you have no starting running.
If you're in the first round and you really like one of these running backs and you're able to drop back a little bit and get a pick, do it. If you really love Hampton that much, take him. Like, if again, it comes down to that. If you really like the player that much and you think he's going to help your team that much, go ahead and do it. Damn whatever everybody else is saying out there. You'll show him whenever he gets on the field.
Yes.
Like, that's your belief in that. That being said, the second and third round do provide some options for you. I don't want to be in the third round going, we only have this one guy and we don't love him. That would be a big whiff for
that's
me.
That's why I wasn't sure if he would like that one from me.
Samson is from Tennessee. Like, he's projected to be there. I've done so many mock drafts, and he is always there in the third round for me. And so I'm like, okay, I like him. Choppy loves him. Like, he was like, no, you'll really like this guy if he's there. Bobby says don't listen to Choppy's player evaluations, but he watched him play.
Can I tell you, at 120, Sycama, he has some spicy opinions about Scataboo.
Okay. Okay.
We'll talk about it then. I'm spicy opinions.
All right. But I don't want to be in the position where I only have one to choose from if I don't like the guy.
I get that.
So
that's
second round, if I'm in a good place, and you also really do take into consideration the conversation about trading for a receiver or trading for a running back. If they feel confident in that, Etienne, my buddy's a Texans fan. He hates watching him against the Texans every year. A, the Texans stink. I understand that. But
in your face,
the other thing, too, is, I mean, he is in Jacksonville where they don't use him, you know, exactly. He had a couple fumbling issues that I didn't love. All that being said, there are other options other than just the draft for this. So if they were able to come away, Kevin, with a running back in a trade situation, would you say that they missed there? Or would you say that was just a different approach that you weren't projecting?
I will reserve judgment.
For who the person is?
But I feel like most of the options you hear out there, I would think that they missed.
Gotcha.
Somebody threw this out there, and I know they're just joking, but man, I would love this. Worst case scenario is the cameras turn on and Nico Harrison is sitting right next to Jerry Jones.
Oh my gosh.
Now, hear me out for just one second. That will be the biggest philosophical battle in the history of sports discussions. Because you have Nico, who said, who gives a damn about trading the face of your franchise versus Jerry Jones, where is this player any semblance of popular? I would never even dare consider trading them.
What are his jersey sales?
We needed to cut a massive amount of money. And so just to hear him be like, hey, why don't we trade Dak and Micah? Like, he would fall over in his chair and be like, what are you even saying?
It would be insane.
And so, like, I get it. They're just joking. But, man, I would love to hear that philosophical conversation.
I would absolutely want him to speak, too, if that was the case. I'd be like, let him talk, because his radio ratings would go insane.
Yes. Yes. They very much would. Alec, I know you were talking a couple of things earlier. Anything else you want to throw out that you think would be a worst-case scenario for the Cowboys in this draft?
Kind of where you're at with running back, same idea with the corner position. Just okay. Because you're uncertain about the timeline for Trayvon Diggs' return, if he's going to be on the team at all. I know some people are in favor of moving him in that process.
You can make that happen financially if you want.
You can make it happen. It would make a lot of sense for a lot of different people and a lot of different reasons. And you just got to act like, kind of like Kyle was telling y'all the other day with Overshown, you got to act like Trayvon Diggs just isn't going to be there. Even if you know he is coming back, act like he's not going to play all year. So then you have enough artillery to play without him if he does exit the field again.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.